That's fine. Dup, 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 dup.
It should be on. Check your mic, see if it's on.
Okay. It's come out. All right. Well, anyway, I got to introduce myself.
You just beat me to it, that's all.
Okay. I'm Liliane Neret-Lewis. I'm a Haitian storyteller, a culturalist, and I am here to talk to you about folk medicine. And, well, the theme of this year is rites of passage. You know, the rites of passage, rites, it's what you do. For instance, you eat, you sleep. Before you go to bed, they have certain things you do. This is your rite. But when you talk, when you have a Haitian storyteller who come to speak to you about the rite of passage and who is going to associate the folk medicine with it, what it means is that I'm going to speak to you about something that is more than just folk medicine, something that is sacred. There is a secrecy and something that is behind your imagination that is taking place now. Of course, my table with my display was over there with all the folk medicine. So when I speak to you about leaves you don't know, then after my presentation, I would invite you to come to my table and I will explain more to you where you can touch, where you can see, where you can smell, and where you will be able to ask questions. Okay? Now, when you go to my table, since today is folk medicine that I'm presenting to you, you will find things that you will say, well, those things we'll find in the Caribbean, they're not really from Africa. Well, let me explain to you why. You know, when the people from Africa came to America and started their new life, it was so different from the life they used to have in Africa, they also, in that new life and in that new world, transported everything they used to do as a rite. And that's why today we are listening about the rite of passage. When the African woman was deplanted from Africa and planted in the new world, that new person also had children, had a life, had family, maybe missing some of the family. Excuse me, can I interrupt a minute? This is the tape of the person we were listening on our way here to the about the dance, okay? She's the one, she's the author. Anyway, well, we are talking about rite of passage and all the people have to live their new life with their new family and so on. And when they were in the new world, they may have had a child that was sick, or the husband may have had a fever, or somebody on the plantation, since they were slaves now in the new world, may have been sick. And that was, their memories went back to Africa. And they remember the thing they used to do. They remember the magic thing, the superstitious thing, sometimes superstitious, but sometimes the real rite of the real religion. The religion that they, I wouldn't say left with in Africa, but the religion that came with them in the new world. In Haiti, for instance, it will be Vodou. And in the Vodou religion, which I'm not going to speak to you about now because myself, I don't know probably much than you, but all I can tell you is that when they were there, they were inspired not only by their gods, but also by the spirit that were speaking to them. And sometimes when they will come into possession like they're possessed by the spirit. And this is a really phenomenon that really happened. I myself witnessed it, that when those people are possessed, even if it's somebody who don't even know how to speak French, would start speaking in French. And I know a lady, she didn't know how to read, she didn't know how to write. She used to come home to my family for food, and sometimes they would make her work for the food, like that she will go do the laundry and things like that. But one day she came home and she was all over the place, and she was singing, and she was speaking the perfect French. I mean the perfect French. So that means that woman was possessed. So now I went and tell you about this is to let you know that when those people are possessed, the law, they call it the law, L-O-A, the law tell them which medicine they can use, what can do to cure, for instance, asthma, to cure a fever, to cure anything that a child or an adult might be experiencing. And so that's why when they came from Africa, they also came with all the rites they used to do. For instance, at birth, for instance, you take the birth rite. When the baby was born in Africa, and just like when the baby was born in the New World, and just like that person was now a slave, that person will use leaves to make the baby well. And as a matter of rite, when the baby was born, they had to do a special bath for the baby. The special bath was for the baby not to get sick and not to be bothered by the bad spirit. Because the baby's spirit is weak, and the bad spirit, let's say call it the devil, will come and eat that child. Okay, not in the term of come and eat a person, but in the term of making that person dead. The person died, they buried the person, but that person is not really dead. Well, that's another story too. That's too much to tell you right now. It's called zombification. So we're not talking about that. But we're talking about the rite of passage at birth, where the African woman will make a special birth and a special bath for that baby. And that have all those special leaves to make a sour bath. And since the bath was sour, didn't taste good, and the little baby was to be bathed during 9 days. 9 days, this is a very special number, 9 days, okay, to bath the baby with that special bath. And I will show you my quiz when you get back to my table to show you what they use, what they put the bath in. Okay. And then they will bath the baby, right, and the baby will be preserved from the bad spirit. Now, of course, we have what you call the mambo. The mambo will be paid to do that bath because not everybody knows how to do that bath. But some of the leaves could not be found. Now, if you were listening to me carefully, some of the leaves they have in Africa could not be found. So how were they able to make that same bath? Do you know why? Yes, I did say it. When they become possessed, the spirit will speak to them. Just like the woman was speaking French when she didn't know a word of French. So they will tell them what to use. Okay. Now, when the baby is born, right? They cut the umbilical cord. What do you think they do with the umbilical cord? They give it to a wild dog? No way. This is something very special that takes place in the rite of birth. That umbilical cord is going to be secretly buried, and they're going to put a tree where that baby's umbilical cord is buried. Now, although they have their religion, right? Since Catholicism and other Christian religion were forced on the slave, right? They're going to get that baby baptized also. that baby is going to be baptized. And they're going to give a name to that baby. And, you know, so you too, every time you practice a ritual, believe it or not, for instance, where you born and your family give you a name and they go get your birth certificate, what do you think that is? That is a rit. Of course, when I'm talking to you about that umbilical cord being buried and placing a tree in it and being secret, that's a sacred rit. It's kind of different from your rit, but you understand the difference, right? Okay. Now, another thing also to show to you how much folk medicine is important in Haiti and how it passed from Africa to the New World is that we have a song in Haiti. And the story goes that there was a woman live in the mountain, and where to find a doctor, it's very, very far. You probably will have to walk 3 or 4 days because in Haiti, sometimes they put a baby and a mother on a donkey to go to town to find a doctor. But by the time the baby arrived, the baby died on the journey. So that song is an old song. It was developed in Haiti, but I don't know when it started. I don't know who the author is. I know who sing it now in modern time. But it goes like that. Feyo sauve la vie moi nan misè moi ye oh. Feyo sauve la vie moi nan misè moi ye oh. Petit moi malade moi kouri kay gangan. Kouri petit moi malade moi kouri kay gangan c'est milo. Wa sauve la vie moi nan misè moi ye oh. What the song is saying? Leaves save my life. My baby is sick. I am going to the hung. They say the gang. I'm going to the hung. My child is sick. Please save my life. So what that tells you, they have a belief in leaves. They have a belief in folk medicine. And they get cured with those folk medicine. They get cured because all the medicine that you use yourself, where do they come from? From plants, right? Most of them come from plants, minerals and things like that. But they mostly come from plants. So, I'm going to be at my table. How long I have? 1 minute. Okay, I'm going to go over there, and if you want, I will, if you have question, I will explain to you how you can use the folk medicine to get better, and you can try it if you feel that it has nothing to worry about, except if you take too much of it, of course, you have to be careful. Over there, I have medicine that can, I wouldn't say cure, but help you with your diabetic, if you are diabetic. If you cannot sleep, I have leaves that can help you with your sleep disorder. I also have, if you have a tooth and who has a hole in it, you know, that can hurt you. By the time you get to the dentist, I have something who can release you completely of that pain. At least for now, you can have a good night's sleep until the next day. And I have, what else I have? What do you have? Things for heart. Yes, I do have things for that. Another thing also I have is if you want to have good luck, for instance, and make a lot of money. So, those are rites, right? They're sacred. They have a kind of leaves. You take it, you rub it, you put water in it, and you sprinkle it in front of your house, all around your house. And also, you can plant it in front of your house to chase the bad spirit. Okay? I have Aloha, and I can tell you a lot about what you can do to Aloha. By the way, is good for cancer. People have breast cancer. It's also good for your skin. It's good for diabetic. All right? Okay, so my table is right there. If you want to come, if you have questions, here I am.
Thank you very much, Robin.